Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship.
Gotta be where you are. Danny.
Just to see you.
Thanks.
To behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are.
Yes.
And love is who you are.
Thank you.
Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment.
Oh, Holy Spirit, I love it, I love it. I am so excited. This is a fun day for me, but I'm going to go into a word of prayer before I start. Father, I thank you so much for your divine influence, the divine influence that you hold over my life, that you are constantly opening my mind and the mind of your people to go forward and spread your gospel, to spread the love that you have, to spread the truth so that others can get to know you. Lord, I thank you that you have already touched my lips and you have already given me this message to give to your people, Lord God, and I thank you for it. Lord, I praise you for it. Lord God, touch the ears of the listeners that they might understand where it is that you're coming from, Father. And as I give testimonies of my own supernatural experiences, dear Lord, I ask that you give your people another deeper level of discernment so that they can know if what I am saying is the truth or is not. Father, it is never your desire for your people to be tricked or manipulated. And I pray, Lord, that if in any way I mislead them, Lord God, that you reveal it unto them, that they may not fall prey to a lie. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I'm excited. You know, the Holy Spirit began to just talk to me about some things. As most of you know that are already a part of connecting with me, you know that my ministry is to those of the supernatural, and I minister to anyone who will listen, but he has called me to the lost children of the supernatural. And so he began to share with me concerning some things, and I wanted to share it with you. I'm excited about it. Today we're going to talk about the elements and why can't you hear God. And so I began to think, can't. That's kind of like a strong word. Shouldn't it be like, why are you having trouble hearing God? But I was obedient, and he said, why can't you hear God? Why is it that you are not hearing him? So the topic of it is, the great I am is in love with you, and he desires to walk and talk with you in the cool of the day as well as throughout the day, not just in the morning during prayer, but throughout the day. As you go on your journey all day long, he desires to walk and talk with you throughout the day. So my question is, why aren't you hearing him? Why are you not hearing Yahweh our God? Why are you not hearing him clearly? Because some of you are saying, I'm hearing him, but I think he said that, and I think he said this. But we should be sure of what he's saying, because he said that my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. So he desires that you to never follow a stranger. So wouldn't it make sense that he would make himself clear to you? Wouldn't it make sense that he would make sure that he gave you the information and that he made his voice clear and he made it where you would understand him so that you cannot, so that you will not be tricked and that you will not find yourself following a stranger? I think and I know that that is the case. Because he said that you know your voice. And I've even seen some people say, well, maybe I'm not his sheep. Maybe I'm not of his fold because I don't hear him clearly. I want to tell you that that cannot be any further from the truth, because you are of his creation. Maybe you're not following him exactly the way you should be right now, but you are his creation. Without him creating you, you would not be here. So on this broadcast, you know, with the existence of the Holy Spirit, I am going to have this conversation with you. We are going to talk about the things that are necessary in order for you to hear God. One thing I want to talk to you about is this whole situation where we look at ourselves on the outside. We have separated ourselves from God. We have separated ourselves from the great I am, from Yahweh. We think that God is somewhere out there, just out in the sky. That's what we think as children. And so as children, it's embedded in our mind that God is out there somewhere in the sky, when really he is everywhere because he is omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. So let us get on to the broadcast of the four elements. Now, I've been speaking with the Holy Spirit about it, and he's been giving me different parts. And so there's so many different elements. There's so many different fours. So when I deal with, there are four elements. There's the earth, there's air, there's water, and there is fire. Okay, there's earth, air, water, and fire. Those are the four that we're going to deal with. But on future broadcasts, because we're going to keep talking about this thing, because he was so much that he wanted to share and was sharing with me, I couldn't give it to you all within this hour. But then there are four ways of taking in energy. And mind you, all of this has to do with him as our creator. There are four ways of taking in energy: through the food, water, oxygen, and prana. And then there are four states of matter. We have the solid, liquid, gas, and plasma. And then we have the four seasons within the earth, which are water, summer, spring, and autumn. So we are only going to deal with the four elements: earth, air, water, and fire. And the first point that I really want to make to you is that in Genesis 2 and 7, according to the word of the Lord in the biblical scripture, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." In that, I want to specify in Genesis 2 and 7 these words: the dust of the ground, he breathed into his nostrils, which would have been air, oxygen, the breath of life, which is life, his oxygen, H2O, and the living body, the soul. Okay? I also want to deal with you on the form of the solid, because he became a living soul. He formed him from the dust of the ground, which is the earth. Okay? So also I want to talk about the word of God in 1 John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." So now look at this. We have in Genesis where he talks about, according to biblical scripture, that he formed him from the dust of the ground, he breathed into his nostrils, he became a living soul. So we know that this is necessary in order for him to have life. And we know that we talked about in John 3:16, the love that he had for the world, for us, that he sent his only begotten Son. And so in order to have any level of love, there has to be some type of intimacy. Intimacy is one area of a great way of showing love, right? There are many different forms of intimacy, but I want to talk about one form of intimacy that will be my testimony, because I want to help you get out of the box, your way of thinking that God deals with us, because there are some of you that are having supernatural experiences, but you are dummying them down. You're tossing them to the side. You're ignoring them. You don't want to deal with them because you think it sounds crazy. And by golly, who in the world will you tell this to? Well, that's why he sent me for you children that are lost, the lost children of the supernatural, because these are some things that you guys have been in bondage to, and you have not really been able to walk in your authority. You have not been able to walk in your intimacy in God. You haven't been able to walk in your love relationship with him because you've been denying him. So let us talk about intimacy. I have intimacy with the great I am on so many different levels. It's just amazing. And as I said, this has been my life since I was a very small child. But I want to talk about the level of intimacy of kisses. I want to talk to you about how much love God had for us when he sent Jesus to the cross. That's a big thing. He sent him to the cross, right? So how is it that he would not show other forms of affection for us? Of course, you know, we have food and air and shelter and things like that, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something deeper. I remember my first experience, well, my first experience that I remember as older, when I began to feel a fuzziness on my, under my nose, and I'm like, what is that? It just was a fuzziness, but over my lip and, like, under my nose, like a little fuzziness, and I was like, and I began to feel the power and the energy of Yahweh on me. And I was thinking, what is that? And he began to speak to me, and he said, I'm kissing you. And I said, you kiss us? And he said, I adore you. You are my children. Do you think that I don't touch you? Do you think that I don't kiss you, that I don't hold you? We say that, you know, in the spirit we feel like he holds us, or we hold ourselves and hug ourselves. But how would we not think that a God that created us for fellowship, he's in love with us enough to send his only begotten son to die for the sins of the world, loves us enough to do all of these things that he does for us, miracles, healings, but he wouldn't do simple things like kiss us or touch us? He's a father. He's a parent. So if we as parents, he says, if we know how to give good gifts, how much more does he know how to give good gifts? So if we as parents want to hug and love and kiss our children, how much more would he not want to hug and kiss us and love us? And some of you have felt his power. You felt the energy, and you like hitting yourself on the face wondering, what is that? Why am I feeling that? I want you to begin to, once you know that it's the Holy Spirit, once you, through verification and confirmation of the Holy Spirit, and as the Lord begins to talk to you, as the great I am begins to speak with you, to confirm, yes, and then acknowledge, thank you for that kiss. Thank you for touching me. Sometimes I'm sitting there, and he'll just rub the inside of my hand, and I say, thank you. I love when he touches me. What is the difference in when we say, we were touched by the Holy Spirit and people began to shout and jump for joy because they're touched by the Holy Spirit? That's a form, right? But there's another form of a softer, more intimate. Can we think that he can touch us by way of the Holy Spirit, causing us to jump and leap for joy, but we don't think that he would touch us in a more cuddling, intimate way? I want you to think about that. I want you to understand that there is a greater need for you than what you've been experiencing. You've been experiencing, okay, I'm going to read my Bible, I'm going to go to church, and I hope God answers my prayer. I'm going to ask for forgiveness for my sins and accept salvation, and then I am going to, you know, hope that God talks to me. You know, God is all-knowing and all-wise. And when we look at back in Genesis, we see that according to biblical scripture, it wasn't until he breathed into the nostrils that we became a living soul, right? But there's a big problem with that, because somewhere within the fall and just people going on and doing things in their own life, they began to have, one, a separation from Yahweh. That was one problem. Another thing we began to have an issue with is relationship. Along with the separation, there is a wedge in the area of relationship. And then we look and we see that without the relationship, with the separation that brings about a breezeway, like a break in the relationship, there is no life force. And so we're cut off from the presence, from the present survival of that intimate connection. When we look at what psychologists say, we look at, you know, they do a bunch of studies and stuff, and they say that there are some main necessities for life. Okay. We know that some of the main necessities of life are intimacy. You find that people have many problems when they don't have touch, when they don't have love and a sense of belonging. Without certain things, without self-actualization, love and belonging and safety and certain things like that, we find that the person cannot function properly and begins to have problems. And so we want to bring ourselves to a place where we are no longer seeking for belonging and getting our nutrients, our spiritual nutrients, from what the world offers us, but to bring it back to what the great I am, the Creator, has for us. When we look at some of the things that the body cannot function properly without, is love and belonging. We find people have a lot of disorders and a lot of issues growing up without that. And along with that loving belonging comes intimacy, friendship, and family. And I want you to know that you have a family in the Creator. You have a family in Him. You have friendship in Him. And you also have intimacy in Him, if you will tap into that. I was talking to the Holy Spirit. He began to talk to me about Dad. For those of you that are used to me, when I say Dad, I mean the Lord. And we were talking about how He's not just a father. We say, oh, He's our Father. And we know biblical scripture says that He's our Father. And then He began to talk to me, because there's so many different sects and so many different religions and ways of life, and we're saying, you know, some people are saying that that God has a wife and other things like that. And so the Holy Spirit began to talk to me about the Yahweh, about the Great I Am, Him not necessarily just being a father, that He's more than a father to us, that He's a Creator. When you look at father in a natural sense, people think, well, father, he has to have a wife. He has to have had a wife. You know, when you look at father, you have to have a mother. You know, and they try to make it in the New Age and things like that. They're trying to make it simplify. Well, if he's a father, you know, how did he do it by himself? But he's not just a father. He's a Creator. And when you have a Creator needs no help. You know what I mean? Like, for him to be a Creator, he didn't need any wife, or he didn't need any counterpart to form or create you. The human has needs for a feeling. And one of the things that I wanted to share with you, now we're going to get into the elements. So I just wanted to share that with you. Being obedient is the way the Holy Spirit wanted me to bring it to you. When we look at water being one of the elements that we talked about, earth, fire, water, and air, water being one of the elements. And so when we look at water, it consists of tiny particles, the atoms, just like every other substance on the earth. Okay, but one of these atoms is called hydrogen, and the other is called oxygen. And so then we know that from science, as children, we know that the air that we breathe also contains oxygen. And one particle of the water is called a molecule. And so when we look at water, it's a transparent fluid, right? And it forms the world. It forms streams, oceans, the rain, and the lakes. When we look at the water, that's where the water forms all of these things. And it's also used to cleanse us from things that are dirty. Anything that we're cleaning, when we go to clean anything, in most cases, you're going to find water somewhere in the ingredient, if not most of it will be water, because water is used to cleanse. So when we look at water and that is a transparent fluid, we also look at the fact that water is also what we as humans use to clean our flesh from filth and the ways of the world. We use water to cleanse ourselves. When we get baptized into the water, we are cleansed, we come back up, and we are a new creation. They don't baptize you with dirt or soda or anything like that. It's water. Water is pure. Water is clean. Water is a cleanser. And so we use that when we are baptized. And when you're filthy, when you're dirty, you use water to cleanse yourself. And so when I looked at how the Holy Spirit was explaining to me about Yahweh, about our Creator, Him being transparent, Him being a spirit and being clear, I look at how water is also a major fluid for living things. And water also is a very big part of what we are formed, what we are made of. Water takes up, it covers, between 55 to 60%, depending if you're a man or a woman. And that's how much water is on the inside of us. And it covers 71% of the earth's surface. And it's vital for all forms of life. Water is. We are a large part water. There's nowhere that water escapes. When you look at water falling from the sky, water doesn't escape anywhere. You know, granted, there may be a house somewhere, but just for the most part, when water comes from the sky, and the sky is from infinity and beyond, it's all over. There is no place where there just is no sky. And so water comes down, right? And so when water comes down, It hits every part of the earth. And it even touches the delicate parts of the earth. And when we look at our Creator, the Great I Am, God, the Lord, Dad, Yahweh, there is also no place that escapes His presence. He is God. He is everything. He's Creator of all things. So just like the water that is a large part of our body makeup, that is non-escapable from any place, neither is Yahweh. So then we also look at the fact that all water isn't clean. And there are some provisions that are made. Some people are going to make certain provisions to make sure that their water is clean. And so when talking about why we're not hearing God, why some of us are not hearing God, I come to the point of bringing up the purity. You know, some people make sure that I'm not going to drink tap water because it's not purified, it's not clean. And they do what's necessary to have purified water. And in the spirit, or in our spiritual relationship with the Great I Am, we need to make sure that our water is clean, that our bodies are clean, that our bodies are not containing anything foul, anything that is negative, anything that is unlike Him, anything that is unhealthy, unpure. So when we look at the toxics and the things that are in the water that we would not drink if we care about ourselves, we want to make sure also that we do not allow those things inside of our body. We don't want to put anything toxic to our limbs because we want to be purified. We want to be purified, our water within ourselves. We want to be purified bodies, purified hearts. Clear water, when we look at clear water, it's relaxing and refreshing. And when we look at clear water, by it being relaxing and refreshing, we look at how much we are in tune and in connection and in a proper place to be intimate with the Great I Am, with Yahweh, when we are clear-minded and relaxing, which comes forth with us being in a position of having fresh water within us, fresh mind, fresh water, fresh being. I also want to look at the fire aspect. Fire is a rapid oxidation of materials in a exothermic type of chemical process, but it's a combustion, right? And it releases heat, light, and various reaction products. When we look at the flame, it says that in its most common form can result in a conflagration which has the potential to cause physical damaging through burning. And I also looked at the flame. When the Holy Spirit began to talk to me about the flame, He began to talk to me about the wind and the air of the Holy Spirit, the fire. He began to talk to me about the fire that is on the inside of us, because those of us that are filled with the Holy Spirit, we have that fire dwelling on the inside of us. In Judaism, you know, they call it Ruach. The Holy Spirit, they talk about it being Him, thank you, Holy Spirit, being a divine aspect of prophecy and wisdom. And that dwells on the inside of us because the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of us, that divine force. The quality to influence, quality and influence of God, and to be able to be used as an influence of God, as an example of light. We look at the Most High, El Elyon, over the universe and over God's creatures and all of creation, with the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit, the wind, the Ruach, we find that we are more another level of connectivity. You know, we're connected through the water, and we're connected through the fire, which is another element, okay? And I looked at, when he began to talk to me about the fire, and if we do not have that fire in us, the fire of the Holy Spirit, then it also makes it kind of difficult, not impossible, but it makes it harder to live a life of holiness, because we need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us deal with temptation, to help us deal with the matters of the world, the sins of the world. And so as he began to share with me concerning the burning and hell and combustion, the heat. He began to talk to me about without the flame on the inside and walking in an area of separation, we will have a flame, a burning and a heat. And that will be a result of the burning fire of hell and damnation because we are outside of God. So when we look at the flame, right, and it's a visible portion of the fire, right? So the flame is, you can see that. You see the flame as a visible portion of fire, but also what about the visible portion of fire of the Holy Spirit that we see through the gift of speaking in tongues? So when people are speaking in tongues, they also show that flame, the fire. It's a very important process that affects us in the system around the globe because we are to preach the gospel around the world, and we need to be used, but we need to be used effectively, and that comes with being in an intimate relationship. It also comes with being able to hear God clearly. It also comes with us being in right relationship because how can we hear him clearly if we're not in right relationship with him? So when I looked at what the Holy Spirit was sharing with me also concerning the earth, so when we look at the earth, which is we call the world, but the Holy Spirit didn't really deal with me on that area. He told me more about the earth. He began to show me more about soil as the main point of the earth. Not that it's most of the earth, but he was showing me the area, speaking to me concerning soil and its mixture of minerals and organic matter, the gases and liquids, and, you know, all the organisms together that support it, you know, and it gives life. And he also began to state that the soil is also, when we look at Genesis 2 and 7, where he talks about us being formed from the dust of the ground. And so we are the earth formed from the dust of the ground. I want to share how much, a lot of the reason why we are not hearing God clearly is because we're on the outside. So we look at the fire, we look at the air, we look at the soil, the earth, we look at the water, fire, and soil, we look at the air, and we look at how much we are just a body. We are really looking at ourselves like we're this outside thing, as I said in the beginning, and we need to not look at ourselves as being outside of God. We need to stop separating ourselves from being outside of him and then step inside. Step inside of who he is and begin to not look at ourselves as this hard body. This hard body. Yes, we see this. But we need to, in our mind, break down this whole form that we have, that we make ourselves so physical that we can't be spiritual and we can't look at all that we're built out of, which is all of what the Creator is, to make ourselves be more one with him. Now, of course, we're one with him because he dwells on us for those of us that are filled with the Holy Spirit. But I'm saying I want you to think outside of the box. And hopefully you're not confused because it made sense to me the way the Holy Spirit was giving it to me, and I was so excited about it. And I hope it's making sense to you. It's the Lord's desire that you stop thinking that you are outside of him. He is who you are. We have the four elements. We are water. We are oxygen. As a matter of fact, there's a certain amount of oxygen that is within us, you know, and I'll share that with you when I come back because I don't want to hold you. I want to give you a chance to give a break. But there's a certain amount of oxygen that's on the inside of us as well. So of all these different elements, our body has that chemical makeup, which means we're just a bunch of molecules. We're just a bunch of cells. We are created in the image and after the likeness of the Creator. How is it that he does not want to communicate with us? A lot of us are hearing him. A lot of us are hearing him, but we feel like we are not. And the reason we feel like we're not hearing him is because we're going by what other people say. And I've heard people say things such as, well, God doesn't do that much talking. God isn't talking to people that much. But that, I beg to differ. God talked to his people, our ancestors, from the beginning, in the cool of the day. He talked to them. He walked with them. He talked to them all the time. I can say for myself that I walk and I talk with him all of the time, personally. And as I said before, my prayer that I prayed for discernment for you, that you would know the truth from a lie if I am deceiving you. But the very first voice that I hear every morning is the Holy Spirit. And he begins to talk to me about things and just give me what my assignment is and just minister to me. around my home, I see the angels of the Lord, which I say are my brothers and sisters, spirit beings. They're my brothers and sisters. They call me sister. Jesus, Yeshua. And, you know, and so I know this like the back of my hand, and it's my prayer, and I know that it's God's will for me to be able to help you to come outside of your thinking of what other people are saying. You know that you're having an experience with Yahweh. You know you have an experience with Yeshua. You know you have an experience with the Holy Spirit, but you're denying it. And the reason you're denying it is because you don't want to feel strange, but it's really time for you to do what's best for you. We are getting ready to walk in a very strong area of divinity in the spirit realm. And I find where the enemy is really attacking children of God, and the reason he's able to attack them is because they're not connected. And a lot of us feel like, you know, and I don't say me as in me, but I'm saying us because I don't want to separate myself, but a lot of people feel as though God doesn't love them and he's not with them and he's not hearing them, he doesn't care. That couldn't be any further from the truth. You have to step outside of the box and realize that you are made of different elements. You have the fire of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. You have water. You have oxygen, air. You have earth. You're formed from the dust of the ground. Begin to think more about your relationship with the Most High and less of what people are going to think of you. And, you know, you don't have to share each and every one of your experiences for those of you that are in that struggle. You don't have to share each and every one of your experiences. You can just put yourself in a situation where you grow and learn, and then as the Holy Spirit leads you, you can share. But don't put yourself in a situation where you now have to defend. Because you're not going to be strong enough. You need to spend enough time with him and grow in hearing his voice, grow in your intimacy with him, and then from there, you know, go out and help somebody else. I'm going to take a break because I went longer than I was supposed to, but I will be right back. Thank you.
Lift your worship.
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
Now,
gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before I'm say,
wanna be where you are.
Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Psychologically and subliminally, you've been told that God doesn't talk to people, and Then back in the day, we looked at how much he only spoke to certain people in position. But when Christ came, according to biblical scripture, it talks about the veil being torn. And so now we have access. So you don't want to allow yourself to be inwardly depressed, feeling as though you're alone in this world, because you're not. You are not alone. And you don't want to ever go to any other work of spirituality to get in touch with the great I am. He's your creator. You don't want to start connecting with angels, and I just have to be obedient as the Holy Spirit's leading me. I know we're talking about the four elements, but he wants me to share with you. You don't want to go outside. And, of course, you can do what you want. I'm sharing what he has given me. I'm not controlling anybody. That's not what he has called me to do. He's called me to share and to give my testimony and, you know, to preach the gospel. So you don't want to get in touch with angels. You know, they are not your creator. So, you know, to me, I know them as my brother and sister spirit beings. I've been raised, you know, knowing them since I was a small child. They are our family, but they are not your creator. So you won't go to them seeking wisdom about how to do anything, because they fall, if they are the angels of the Lord, if they are the angels of the Lord, of Yahweh, if they are the great I am, the angels of the great I am, that obey him, then they get their instructions from him. So you won't go around trying to find your angels to have them to help you. You will go to the Lord through prayer and ask him to help you, or you will talk to the great I am. You know, you would have that conversation, and then by way, he can send his angels to help, or you can ask him and you dispatch your angels. But you always want to be led by the Holy Spirit in all things, because I want to remind you that angels have no authority on themselves. They are not authoritative beings. They are authoritative with, under the power of the great I am, their creator. There are situations, well, I want to share this with you, and then I'll share my another testimony. Acceptance isn't yours to require. You know, there should not be any acceptance. I'm trying to be accepted by the great I am so that he can talk to me. That there is no way, reason to want that, to try to have that acceptance. Your only responsibility is to walk in him. Your responsibility is to walk with him, to love him, and be in intimate relationship with him. You are already accepted, okay? And I want to say, you know, there's no reason for you to feel anxious. You know, when you dwell in the presence of those whom worship him, you know, because he inhabits the praises of his people. When you dwell in the presence, that really helps you, you know, coming together and building your intimacy, learning. If you're learning, you're learning how to have a relationship with him, okay? And there's never, you know, meant to make a difference between those who cause you to be an loner. Don't follow anything that has you making you feel like you're a loner, because you can never be alone. And the reason I say you can never be alone, because you're always in the presence of the great I am. So why would you feel anxious about being alone? You know, you're never alone at all. I want to share something with you concerning how much the angels do not have any authority. I had gotten sick and I was in a coma. And as I said before, for those of you that weren't here that just came, you know, I always pray that God give you discernment and that he reveal to you if what I say is a lie or the truth, because I've walked in the supernatural. So my testimonies are sometimes kind of strange or different to people that don't walk in the supernatural. And so I prayed already that God would give you discernment to know and reveal to you if I am telling a lie. So what happened was I was sick, and the great I am, he began to audibly, I heard him, he began to just say how he was dealing with me with some issues, and he was upset with me. I hadn't done anything horribly wrong, but he just was upset with me about something. And my angel, the ones that raised me, that were with me, as I said before, for those of you that know me, I always said I thought they were my babysitters, my brothers and sisters. I already thought they were my babysitters. He was trying to explain, well, this is what happened. And the great I am said, he said, are you telling me what she meant? And he began to say, well, Lord, this is what it was, and this is what she really meant, because, you know, he was trying to say, well, I was there. And so what the great I am said, he said, don't ever come in between me and my daughter. I know what she meant because I know her heart. And so I was like, ooh, I was afraid for him. I was like, oh, God, don't get yourself in trouble. But he wasn't argumentative, but he was really just trying to help me, saying, you know, she really didn't mean it. You know, this is what happened, and she was trying to help herself. And he said, this is my daughter. Basically, don't get in between what I'm telling her. Are you telling me that you know more than me? I know her heart, and I know what she really meant. And so I said all that to say that it's not important, it's not wise for you to think that the angels have any authority. They have authority as they are given authority by the great I Am. They do not have any authority on their own. So, you know, it's important. God is a jealous God, not because he's weak, not because he can't do, you know, he has no control and no power. It's that he's our dad. You know, he doesn't want us going out getting other people to try to do for us what he said that he doesn't want for us, or which is not yet. I'm going to go into a last bit of worship, and I'm going to continue this. I don't know exactly which day because I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to let me know, because I want to finish talking about the why some people are not hearing God, talking about the elements, while we're not hearing Yahweh, the Lord, God, Dad, you know, and talk about the four elements and how we are, who we are, the elements, who we are, what we are made out of. And I also want to talk about on the next time, God willing, I want to talk about the other four ways of taking in energy, which also brings us to who he is: food, water, oxygen, prana. I want to talk about the four states of matter: solid, liquid, glass, and plasma, and the four seasons. The creator is everything. He is omnipresent. He's our creator. As I said earlier, he's more than just a father. He's a creator. We, you know, we limited him to so many things. And my prayer is that you don't limit yourself. There is a close walk that he wants to have with you. There's a relationship that he desires to have with you. Don't limit yourself feeling as though you cannot hear him. He is talking to you. You have to step outside of the box. Step outside of the box. And it may be harder for you, and as I'm instructed by the Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you just simply what he gives me. That's all I can do. That's all I've been called to do, not make up anything or add anything. It's always been easy for me. I didn't have to try to do anything because I've been walking in the supernatural since I was a very young girl, since, like, just can walk but not really talk. I just understood what was taking place, or recognized what was taking place. And so hearing the voice of God and being close and seeing the angels and seeing in the spirit have always been just natural for me. But I want you to know that it is most definitely his desire that you talk and walk with him. He wants to talk to you more than just during that morning prayer. He wants to talk to you all the time, and I will be continuing to keep you all in my prayers. And I know that the board is lighting up. I apologize that I cannot get to the phone. I have an appointment after I get off of here. But for some of the callers, I'll shoot you a text and see if it's all right if I can set up a time to call you, because I feel like, you know, you came and you had a question, and I just don't want to leave you out there. So not out of disrespect will I take your number, but I'll just shoot you a text and ask you if it's all right if I call you. I see that you had a question, and, you know, just let me know, and I will discard your number after that. I just don't want to seem as though I don't care, because I love Dad's people. I love the Lord's people, and I don't want to, you know, to not be – I want to be responsible. You know, and so I love you. I'm going to end this in worship because I have an appointment, and I will see you all on the next broadcast. I thank you so much for coming, and let us close in prayer. Father, I thank you for all that you have given unto your people, Lord. I thank you for the peace and blessings. Before I go, there's a caller on the line, and I'll just give you this word that the Holy Spirit has for you. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that you, as a child, have struggled in the area of the supernatural, you know, and you have been told that you are schizophrenic. But you love God, and you're wondering, how could it be that I'm schizophrenic? And actually, you have begun taking medication, and you're kind of concerned about the matter of medication. You know, should I keep taking this? Well, I will never tell you not to do what the doctor has asked you to do, but I would say that I don't see where you're schizophrenic, and I say that I don't see it based on what the Holy Spirit is telling me. Your situation is that because you are one of the lost children of the supernatural, that's the way I explain it, you have tried to figure out who you are and why you're so different. And so since you did that, you kind of connected to some other ministries and other spiritualists to kind of figure out who you are, because you're kind of confused as to, who am I, Lord? Am I your child? Because if I go to the church and try to explain what's happening to me, they don't understand. And they say that something's wrong with me and that God doesn't do that. Because you do and you see a lot of things that are different. You have a gift of prophecy, a very strong gift of prophecy. You haven't been wrong, because you obey God and you say what he tells you to say. And so you just feel really torn and beat. And I just want to encourage you to don't give up. You know, God hears your cries, and you just continue to be faithful unto him. Remove yourself from all of the mixed doctrine and the mixed spirituality. Go back to the basics. Go back to just sitting in prayer. Just go back to and denounce all the things that you've learned. No, you're not demon-filled. You don't have a bunch of stuff. But I'm just saying, denounce everything that you've learned and just come back with a clear mind saying, God, I want to start all over with you because I love Jesus. I want to learn more, but I don't understand why I'm different. I thank you for that word, Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in your people. Thank you for this opportunity to share with your people, Lord God. I love you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I'll end with this. Thank you.
God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs. Let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, and everything that we do. And we reach towards you, Jesus. Amen.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. And find me here, Lord, as you draw.